Eds of Mitzvahs Chalitza, there's a sugi there, it's a basic sugi that's going through the whole parak of Chalitza Psula. Something called the Chalitza Psula, that different Chalitzas we spoke about in the paraks that aren't complete Chalitzas, sometimes there's some Psulim that are Ma'akev, some aren't Ma'akev, but even in a chalitza that was done in a pasul where it's ma'akev, meaning that the woman does not get a heter l'shuk, on the day of the chalitza, still we find that there's two levels in a chalitza that's pasul. There's one chalitza which the Gemara calls eina chalitza. A katan whose chalitza is eina chalitza, it's not a chalitza. It means it's not a chalitza, nothing was done. And if the woman wants, she can still do yibum. Whereas the Gemara tells us there's something called Chalitza Psula, which is a Chalitza that even though it was done by Psul, and therefore she's not Mutaris Lashuk, but Afal Pikain, it has worked Lachumra. It's worked Le'inyin that it somehow weakened the Zika, that she doesn't have the complete Zika like she did before, and that Chalitza makes it that now she's puzzled to do Yibum. Just like any woman who does chalitza shows she can't do yibum because we darshan came with shloban or shuldo yivna. Since you had a chalitza, you can't do yibum. So this chalitza, this pasul shvacha chalitza has worked the inyan that now she can't do yibum anymore. So she can't do. She's asur l'shuk, and she's also asur to do yibum. It's called pasul v'posul. As the shayla is exactly how does this work? So it's interesting, the Gemara on Kaf Dalet gives a whole sort of explanation for how this could work. It talks about what if the Yavama spit at the Yavam but didn't do the Chalitza. So the Gemara has a tzad to say, to be matter woman to Shuk, you need two things. You need the spitting and you also need the Chalitza. So the Gemara has a tzad to say that if you just spit, it's going to be a Chalitza Psula. Means that it's not going to make a heter because she didn't do the chalitza, but it's still going to aser her from doing yivam. Why? The Gemara says, it says because it's a halfway. It's a halfway chalitza. There's such a thing as doing something halfway, and it makes a halfway chalitza just l'chumra. And it has a whole dimyon there. It compares it to Rebbe Shita and Kachim. A whole din and Kachim that Rebbe says, if you shecht, by the kifsi atzeres, if you shecht the kvasim, the hechsher, and then you do the zrikas down b'psul. So it makes a din that the lechem, the shtel lechem, becomes half kaddish v'eino kaddish. So there's such a thing as that, it being a halfway chalitza, halfway, she's been half freed from the zika, so since it is a little bit of a chalitza, she can't do yivam, but since it's not a complete chalitza, she's a surah l'shok. So the Gemara in Gittin, on Chaf Dalet, it says yisod. It says, smol v'layla, if you do chalitza on the left foot or at night, so the chalitza is pasul, it says it's pasul uposel. It makes this din of a halfway chalitza. It's pasul, straight pasul. Pasul minatayra, right? It has to be on the right foot. You do it on the left foot. But it's pasul, but it's worked a little bit le'inyin that she cannot do yivam after this point. It says, however, katan van pelya, if the choletz was a katan, or you did it with an ampelya sack and not a shoe, so then it's ain't a chalitza. It's completely not a chalitza, and she's muteris to do yivam. So it doesn't explain why there should be these two levels. What's the reason for that? Why are there these two levels? So Rashi just says there, really his lashon and gittin, he says, poslos, he says, small v'layla poslos, poslos is shame chalitza Allah. It has a shame chalitza, elishalo nase behechsher. It has a shame chalitza, but it wasn't done behechsher, and therefore, she can't marry to Shuk, but she also can't do yivam. He says the Rashi thinks in the very lamdashav, it doesn't explain, like, what? It's a shame chalitza, it just sounds so, like, such a brisker. It's a shame chalitza, but it doesn't have a hechsher chalitza. And therefore, it's a halfway point. It's a halfway chalitza. And the Gemara gets in there also with reich haget. You also have the same sort of thing. You have a get that's not mat to her, but it's a get le'inyan passeling her from kahuna. Like it's halfway. So what is this halfway? What is this? It has a shame, but it's not a hechsher. What's it talking about? And it's interesting, we have by us, also we have a question about the din of a katan or a katana who do chalitza. So the Gemara has a question about it. Rav Meir Shita was that both a katan and katana make a chalitza psula, but the halach is like chachamim. Chacham say that katan shachalat ain a chalitza. The chachamim, this is the halacha, as the Gemara says in Gittin, that a katan who does a chalitza, it's nothing. It's ain o klum, and she could do yibum. So it's just interesting. What's the chilak? Why are some things completely puzzle? What do you mean half a puzzle? We understand, like, if it's puzzle, it's puzzle. Like, what is this? Yeah, so there's a Rambam that I thought really is like a beginning to understand it. The Rambam says a chiddush. This is in Yibum v'chalitza Dalet HaZayin. He says something very strange. He says, chalitza's katan is ain a chalitza, but chalitza's ketana is pasul l'posal. It's a halfway chalitza. It's somewhat of a chalitza and a pasul, sir. So this is a pala. The Rambam doesn't explain exactly where he gets it from. Right? L'chor, he gets it from the Lashon HaGemara, maybe, because the Gemara just says, b'feirish, it says that chalitza's katan is ain a chalitza. Right? The Gemara Gittin says, Chalitza's katan is ena chalitza. Doesn't mention katana, but the problem is a pell of the Rambam, because the Lecha Mishnah asks, he says, what's the difference between a katan and a katana? There was a tzad, the Gemara had a tzad, Rav Yossi, right? You remember Rav Yossi held that a katana could do chalitza. But halacha is not like that. Halacha, we're makish katan to katana. At the Yavim and Yavama, we have a hekesh between them, they're both gedolim, and therefore they have to be gedolim. And the Rambam, I'll read the Lashon HaRambam, when he brings this in, he says, "Kishem she'ein hayavim cholitz ad she'yase ish, kach ein hayavim cholitz ad she'yase isha." He says, "Kishem." Sounds like they're both daraisa. It's beferish in the Gemara. It's learned from a hekesh. A hekesh is daraisa. So why on earth is there this chilek between a katan and a katana? What's the hesver? Yeah.
Is that the same chilek as further ahead between marriage or bond?
No, l'chayr is not. I don't think it's shayach. I think it's different on this there. This just sounds l'maisa. It's a hekesh. If it's a hekesh, it means they're the same. So if they're the same, so you're missing one of the basic ingredients of chalitza, and therefore it should be nothing. So what's the whole thing? What's going on here? So Rav Itzala Petersburg. So Rav Itzala Petersburg is very famous as a Talmud of Yisrael Salanter, an unbelievable, Baal Musar. But he wrote the Pri Yitzchak, which is extremely lamlusha sefer. So there he addresses this in Chelk Aleph Simon Memhei, and he says a big yisod. So it's a yisod, it's sort of like a hashkafi yisod maybe, but it's just a very basic idea. So he writes, the chilek is, if you look carefully in the Rambam and the Gemara, a chalitza psula is any time the chalitza was pasul, even al pipshuto shel mikra. He says, ain a chalitza. When it's completely not a chalitza is when it wasn't even pshuto shel mikra of chalitza. He says, chalitza psula is when al pipshuto shel mikra, you look in the pasuk, it looked like you did a good chalitza, but al pi chazal and drashas chazal, the chalitza was not kasha. It's a little bit. It sounds wild, you know, but he just says shows how it works, right? So first of all, the katan and katana, it's very clear. Now what the chilek is, the katan, it says ish b'parsha, right? It says lo yachvo ish. It says b'feirish ish by chalitza, whereas the isha has to be a gedola, but that's because of a hekesh. Hekesh is yud gimel midos. It's not b'feirish in the pasuk. He says so too small v'layla. If you do the left foot, it's a chalitza psula. Why? Because in the Torah, it just says, v'cholza nalo me'al raglo. It just says, take it off his foot. Chazal made a gzeir shava. From regal by chalitza to regal by mitzora. And therefore, we know it has to be the right foot. So it's ma'akiv, avadis ma'akiv, avadis daraisa. But la maisa, it's not in the pashas of the pasuk. What Chazal referred to as tzeduki modim bo. A tzeduki would not agree to this fact. Right? The same thing being at night. a chalitza at night. So we know it's possible because it needs a bezdin. So needing a bezdin is a favor from the pasuk, but it's a drush of chazal that a bezdin doesn't work at night. Right? So that's a drush of chazal. And if, even though it's the raisa, it's 100% a surah l'shuk, but there still is some level, some shame chalitza on it. Right? And an apilia, if it's a sack and it's not a shoe, so that also is the favor from the pasuk. The pasuk says nal, this is not a nal. A sack is not a nal. So that's a yisod, but just like it needs a little bit of machshava, because we're all, right? Hopefully, we're raised to with emunah shleima, that every word of Chazal and every one of these drashos is kavanas hakadosh baruch hu in writing the Torah, and this is the Raisa, and the Rambam agrees with that. You know, there's a little bit of points that he's different than other rishonim, But what's pshat? What do I care whether it's tzedukim would be modu, if it's pash pshat or not? So the embassy, you find a number of places in Chazal, you find this, right, this sort of idea. You know, in Sanhedrin, you find it that if Bez and Sanhedrin passing someone to Misa, and let's say it differently. If Bezdin paskins that someone is potter from Misa, and then they realize they made a mistake, he's really chayiv Misa. So it says there in Sanhedrin, Mishnah, you don't go back. It's once, no double jeopardy, he was innocent is innocent. You can't judge him again and make him chayiv. It says, but if their mistake was in something that Sadukia Modimbo, it was such a basic mistake that they made, so then it goes back because they never gave up sack b'chlal. They said it was putter, but tzedukim are modim that is chayiv. It's a feirush in the pasuk. Then they have no right. Their sack has no din of sack. The same thing you find by the Gemara says in Harios. The Gemara says that if Sanhedrin make a mistake in sack, they have to bring a carbon. But if they made a mistake that Sedukim Modimbo, it's such a basic mistake, it's against the Pshut Shel Mikra. So then it's considered they didn't paskin at all. It was nothing. It was just a total nothing. There was no bezin paskining. There wasn't a bezin psak. This is something that's beferish in the Torah. So what does that mean? So the Rambam has Yisod. This is a well known Yisod, but the right, the Rambam, famous Rambam in Shor Sheni of Sefer HaMitzvos, he says anything learned from the Yud Gimel Midos, even though it's the Raisa, but it's not counted as a mitzvah. It's not counted as a mitzvah. He makes another point. The Rambam makes a point. It's actually in the Perish Mishnais and Kalim Perik Yud Zayin. So he makes a point that there's a Tosefta that says that all the shiurim are medivrei sofrim, and when you have a suffix in shiurim, you go l'chumra. It says you go l'chumra, meaning shiurim are deraisa. Right? The Gemara says b'feirush, all the shiurim are halachal Moshe Misinai. There's no question. The din of Kazai says halachal Moshe Misinai, and that's why when b'suffix you go l'chumra. So how does Chazal refer to this as divrei sofrim? So the Rambam writes, he says, Lefisha kol masha eino mefurish b'lashon haTorah nikra divrei sofrim v'afilu dvaram shem halachal moshe shem Sinai. Even since halachal moshe Sinai, we call it divrei sofrim. What does that mean? Right. So l'chayr, what that means is that it's all deraisa because that's the kavana. The Torah wants us to darshan in these midos and the drasha. That's the kavana of Torah. But there's still a level of pshuto shel mikra. There's still a level of that's what the pasuk says. The pasuk says that means something. Memele, you do a chalitza, and the chalitza was done al pi the Torah shebichsav. It's you're not Yotze Chalitza, you're not Mutaris L'Shuk, you didn't do Chazal, but there's still some level, what Rashi's calling Shem Chalitza it is, because it is what the Torah said, and that has the power to aser her min ha-Tayra from doing Yivam. So that's, it's a big Yisod, you know, it's something really to think about. You know, it brings to mind as a well-known Rambam. And the Rambam is the most into it. Other Rishonim are bothered with the extent of what Rambam does with this, but there's definitely a chiluk of this that's clearly, you find the Chazal, there's a chiluk between Torah Shebaksav and Torah Shebaal Peh. Right, the Rambam says at the beginning of Chol V'Mazak about Ayin Tachas Ayin. Ayin Tachas Ayin. So Chazal, of course, have two daf. I'm talking about how we know it means mammon. But the Rambam writes, he says, don't think, Chazal say it means money. But what does the Torah mean? It says Ayin Tachas Ayin. Why did it say it that way? So the Rambam said, no, Avada means that you should know someone who Reuven knocks out Shimon's eye, right? It's only, Chaval is only if it's b'mezid, he knocks out his eye. He deserves to have his eye knocked out. Ah, the Torah has Rachmanis, right? And the Torah wanted Chazal to darshan that into the drushes were there for Chazal, but the there is that musuk. This still exists, that type of musuk. So it's interesting. Just one point is that it's interesting. The Gemara in Gittin Chaf Dalet tells us by Reich HaGet, the Gemara is talking about what makes a woman a get that's a pasul get, but still pasul so from Yanga Kohen. So it talks about it and brings it up together, mamash, in the same sentences when it's talking about Chalitza Psula. And it seems the same, it's a similar type of idea. You know, it could be, it's interesting, Shitas Beis Shammai, is that if a Baal just writes a get to divorce his wife, she's already pasul kahuna. This is interesting. It's a little bit like our Gemara conceiving that just spitting would be enough to passel her from the Yavam. So you see, there's a certain similarity. It's an interesting thought. Efshar, we could explain this. I don't know if it's mamash astira, but it's a bit of a astira in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Geirushin, in Vav Yutes, says that if the Baal gives a get, but before he gives a get, this is something that happens a lot. The Baal's really being pushed into giving a get. He doesn't want to give it. So before he gives a get, he says to two Eidim, the get that I'm going to give is pasul. Right, great. So he goes, he gives the get. Everyone's happy with him, gives the get. And then later on, he shares these Eidim that the get is really pasul all along. So says the Rambam, if someone does that, if someone does with the Modah, that then Taka works and the get is completely pasul. And he says, it's ain't no get, and she could still marry a Kohen. Meaning if the husband would die, she'd still be allowed to marry a Kohen because this get was nothing, because it was done without das. However, the Rambam writes in Yibum Chalitza, by Chalitza that's done with a moda, Sindal Chafhei in Yibum Chalitza, he says, if the Baal gave a moda before he did a Chalitza, the Chalitza does not matter her Lashuk, but she also becomes pasul to the Yavam. It's pasul to pasul. So the shayla is, what's the difference between chalitza and get? Why does modah have more koach by a get than it does by chalitza? So I thought, lechayr, it's a pashat, with this rabitzel, it's a pashat hezber. The hezber is not, because by get, the pasuk says, b'feish, v'hayil mo sim sechein be'enav. The whole pashat of Gershin is only if he wants to be Megarisha. V'hayim lo sim sechein be'enav. The Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchos Geirushin that this is one of the things that's in the Pesukim, that's Ma'akah by Get, is that it has to have Ratzon, She'nemer v'hayim lo sim sechein be'enav. This is something even Stuki would agree that it's possible. Whereas by Chalitza, you don't see a word, right? It's Chazal understood it, that Ad she'chavdu shnehem, and that Chalitza is possible until the Yavam says Rotsani, but it's not in the Psukim. Right? So it's not in the Psukim, it's just understood by Chazal, some Mela. It has that din that is possible in Posel. So one last inning here. I hope it was clear enough. It's the reis of mamish. Kavanas HaKadosh Baruch Hu in giving the Torah, but lemaisa he gave it over to Torah Shebaal Peh, not Torah Shebichsav, and therefore there is some koach to the Torah Shebichsav. The Torah Shebichsav has that koach that it's a mixas chalitza. Okay. So last sugi here, just to mention the story with Abaya and Rav Papa. Kind of a sad story. Rav Papa's wife's sister fell to Yivam in front of to a Yavam who was Eino Hagenla. It wasn't a good shirach. So Rav Papa did not want them to do Yibum, and he was right for wanting that, right? Because that, even though Yibum is a mitzvah, but only if it's a Hagun, right? It says that Besim calls the person, Vakaroi, love it, Dibro, love, and they speak to him, they tell him, they give him an Eitzah Ugenes, if is this a good Shidduch, is it not a good Shidduch, it's not a good Shidduch, they tell him, do Chalitza, don't do Yibum. So Rav Papa wanted his sister-in-law to get Chalitza, but the Yavim didn't want to do it. He wants to do Yivam. He was dreaming, when Yivam was dreaming of doing Yivam. So he pushes Abaya, right? Maybe pushes him too hard. He tells him what to do. He says, let's trick the Yavam. Tell him that if he does Chalitza, the Yavam will pay him 200 zuz. Good. So the Yavam accepted this. He took the money over the wife, and he did the chalitza, and afterwards, Rav Papa told Abaya, my sister-in-law doesn't have to pay at all, don't charge anything, because this does not create a chiyuv to pay. Why not? How do you do that? How's that proper to do that, to trick this guy, tell him he's going to be paid 200 zuz, he does it, and then he gets paid nothing? So part of the Gemara tells us that there's no tnai, that the dinei tnai don't apply by chalitza because it's most leisus shlichas leisus of tnai. So there's no tnai, but still be'etzem, right? Abaya understood be'etzem, the woman still has to pay the yava. Right? Whenever we say that a tnai is batel, you know, you don't have helchos tnai, so we say the tnai is batel and the mice is kayim, we say, okay, your tnai is not a good tnai, so that's true, that the chalitza is a chalitza, even though he doesn't get paid, but she still chayv to pay, right? It's not that you make a deal, you can stam get out of your deal. It just means it's not a tnai, right? You still have to do it, because the Ritva points out, the Lord Shana points out, that it's still a din of schiros. There's always a din of schiros, right? If you make a tnai, right, let's, I don't know if this is all the mash that comes to my head. Let's say a yeshiva takes people in and they say, this isn't Landers, but my kids' yeshivas. They only let you in if you don't have texting on your phone. That's you sign when you come in, you sign a document. Oh. So what's the din? So if it was a tonight kafel, so then you're stealing from the yeshiva every second you're there. But if it isn't a tonight kafel, usually Baruch Hashem, they don't make tonight kafels on these things, and that's how we're able to sign all these things. But lemaisa, there still is always a din of schiras, that if I make an agreement with someone and I keep my part of the bargain, they have to keep their part of the bargain. So therefore, right, if I assume that you do have to pay, yeah.
Could there be a different if you make a tonight with like many people and then it's like a takana that in Tibur you call
Nasal as well? Yeah, I buy into that. Rabbi Huda, I buy into that 100%.
I like that. No one's keeping it.
No one keeps it. Yeah, that is a good svara. That's a good svara. You're right. That could definitely be. That's all, you know, they were just doing it because, yeah, 100%. Yeah, I think you're right. I do think you're right. But definitely in general, they do mean it, and it's they have a right to be, they definitely have a right to be listened to, so Abaye said that he has a right to be paid. How can you not keep your half the agreement? So a papa tied it to him that no, he doesn't have to pay anything, because this is the din of Bereach Mibes HaSefer, right? Of course, this Breisa, the person's running away from jail, has to get away, he gets to a river, and there's a ferry there, and the ferryman sees, oh, this Nebuch is running away, let me take advantage of him, he charges him a dinar, it's much more than he would normally take, the guy gets across the river, he says to him, I know I said I agreed to you, but Meshata Nibucha, I was tricking you because I had to get away, and I'm just giving you the regular, whatever you normally take. And he's allowed to do it. So here also, Rav Papa says, and this is accepted by the Gemara, that you can say Meshata Nibach, and she doesn't have to pay the Yavam. So the question is exactly why she doesn't have to pay. Lemaisa, she agreed to it. And it's really, it's a, it's something, it's no gale of mice, you know, this is, the shayla's really happened. You know, I once, I had an issue, one of my kids was in the hospital, Baruch Hashem, he's okay, and I'm okay, and everyone's okay, but we went there, there's a lapse somehow in the insurance, and they sent us a bill for $500,000. So what do you do? Lamaisa, when I went into the emergency room, I signed something that said I agree to pay. Oh, so do I have to pay? So, can I say Mishatan Hibacha? Yes, I had no choice. I had to sign that, but now I'm not paying. Or I'm only paying you what you actually deserve to get, right? They trump up these prices like crazy if you don't have insurance. Okay, what happened to the whole story is we're not going to talk about it. We don't have time for that. But the point is what can you say? So Rashi says, a pshat here, Rashi says, the matzi l'meimer le mitzvah hita avdis, she mitzvah hi l'hatzilani. So that's the Rebbe Lunel's lashon. Rashi's lashon is, dekeima d'le ramya, el v'lo boi, m'shat ani b'cha avdale. But it says Rashi, other Shonim also says that it's a mitzvah. Normally I have to pay you because what you're doing, you don't have to do. So therefore, if you do it, I have to pay you. But if you had to do it anyway, I have no chiv to pay you. The only reason I have a chiv to pay you is because you did something that you didn't have to do for me because I agreed to pay you. But over here, anyway, this guy had to cross him the river because he was escaping from jail. It's a mitzvah to save a yid. Mamela, you had to cross him the river. And Mamela, you haven't created on me any chiv to pay you because what you did, you were mechiv to do. You had to do it anyway, so I don't have to pay you for doing something you had to do. I just have to pay you for doing something that you only did because of me, because I was paying you, but this you had to do, regardless of whether I was going to pay you or not. So therefore, you only get this regular schar. Fine. So same thing by chalitza. Rashi says you had to do the chalitza anyway, and since you had to do the chalitza, so memela, you don't have to pay for it. Good. So that's Rashi's pshat. So the Rabban over here, he's cholik and he tainas, and he says a basic kash on Rashi. He says he doesn't think it's true. He doesn't think it's true. Why? He says because you don't have to do the chalitza. He says, who says you have to do the chalitza? Right? It's not. The yavam wants to do yivam. He's not saying he's going to keep her ugly. He wants to do yivam. Oh, he's ain't no hugging. Okay, but still. It's nice, it's the right thing for him to do chalitza. It's a bad shidduch. He's told he should do chalitza, but it's not mamash. We're not mamash going to force him to do it. So that's the Ramban tainus on Rashi. And if how can you say the yavam was mechuyev to do the chalitza? Also, it's pointed out, Rav Zalman points out that no, Rashi's l'shitasa, right? On daf dalid, right? More on daf lametes, but on daf dalid, Rashi the sugya is the hekesh between losachsom. Sharbadisha and Yivam, if a woman falls on Mukashchin, it says, Ein Chosmanosa, Rashi says that means you're kofed the Yavam to do Chalitza. And on Daf Lamed Tes, Rashi says more. It's not just a Mukashchin, but any time that she has a taina why she does not want to be married to this person, she says it's not a good Shidduch, it's Ein Ohagun to me. So we force, we're kofed the Yavim to do Chalitza. Oh, so therefore Rashi is Pashit, why you don't have to pay the Yavim. Very nice. Oh, the Ramban was Cholik. Why? Because the Ramban Tainas, there is no such Chiyav. And that's what Tosus Tainas. Tosus Tainas on Lamed Tes. Tosus Tainas says, not true. The Gemara said it by Mukashchin. He said, Mukashchin, that's something that's extreme. Right? A woman, there are certain extreme problems that a husband has that he can't be a good husband. That a woman has a right to force her husband to divorce her if he'd have one of those problems. That's an extreme problem. But Stam, it's not a good shidduch. She doesn't like it. That's not enough to be kofer. And he says, and how do I know that? And he brings a great right. He says, from Mrs. Chalitza. I know that from Mrs. Chalitza, because what's this whole story with the Bayin Rav Papa in the first place? If Rashi's right, that you could just force a Yavim to do Chalitza, so why does a Papa have to get a Bayah to play these sort of games? Just tell the guy, you have to do Chalitza. If not, we'll hit you. Right? This is in Bavel. It's not in America. They would be cool for him. So therefore, Tosus is Cholik. He says, no. He should do it. You have a right to tell him the right thing is to do Chalitza, but you can't mamish force me. It's not mamish mechuyev. And therefore, that's the Shitas Ramban. And therefore, the Ramban Tainas, that how could you say Rashi's Pshat? the Yavam is not chayiv to give the chalitza. If he's not chayiv to give the chalitza, so Mamela, how is it that the woman, the Yavala, Vama could say Mashatani Bacha? So he says a different hesber, and this is a hesber very important, Lahalacha. He says, no, it's not that the Yavam has to do the chalitza. It's that it's haskama of onus. He says anytime someone does haskama machmas onus, that they're forced into it, they have no choice. That mitzad them, this is what they had to do. So that's enough to patur the person from paying. So this is a little bit different, right? This is saying like this, that now, stop saying I'm forced into things. You know, on Yom Kippur we say Cheshek Tano L'fnecha Ba'onus Ubiratzon. Stop being onus. What do you mean Ba'onus? What it means Ba'onus, it means that she's not chayv. She's allowed to be tricky here. What she's doing, she's going to sit an aguna, not marrying this guy because he doesn't want to give her chalitza because he wants to do yivam, and the right thing is for him to do chalitza. So in a chinami, she's agreeing to it, but she's agreeing it to because she's really, she's stuck. This guy's being, he's not being nice, he's not being right, he's not doing what really the right things to do. And therefore, she could say, my haskama was ba'onus. The same thing with the ferryman. The ferryman, he sees this guy running away from jail, and he's going to take advantage. So this poor guy, he's running away from jail. He has to get out of there, and he has no choice but to agree. He has no choice to agree. That sort of haskama isn't binding, and you have the right to say mashat anibacha. Because you had no choice. You had to say it, right? When I went, so we'll just end. We'll just back to my case in the emergency room. When I sign that thing, I have no choice. I have to sign it. It's not haskam. So if he Rashi, yesh ladam, the Rashi, so a Jew is chayiv to save me, to heal me, that's for sure. The ferryman's a Jew, so he has to save the person. Is a guy chayiv to work, to take in a patient with, right? He's not gonna be able to extort stomach. Not. It's not one of the shavim's bnei noach. Right? So he's not chayiv. So Mila's not chayiv. So Sophie Rashi could be that the person would be chayiv to pay. Lemaisa signed the document. But Lefid Ramban, so he says that no, that since Lemaisa, they're taking advantage of me, the whole thing is crooks, they're pasha crooks, right? They charge you more than they charge the insurance company. They just take advantage of you. They can make up any price they want. So Mila, you have the right to say Mashat Anibacha. You have the right to say no, take the bill, put it in the garbage, right? You're still chayiv to pay what they have, the going rate, right? What the going rate is, you still have the right to take, what's the fear rate, but more than that, you don't have to pay because you can say, Mashat Anibacha. Right? Okay, now Rashi, I'm presenting it as a machlokas, maybe there's room to say Rashi would agree or not, but Pasha, that's the machlokas. Okay, Hadron Allah. Mitzvah Chalitza. Okay, what I say? Okay, just always remember that Seder doesn't end until 6. Just don't have to say that. Okay, alright. And I think the Shiran here at 5:15, so we always.